This is the Dynasty Happy Hour Podcast Network. Welcome to the Dynasty Happy Hour with your hosts, Tyler Gunther, Kelly Appleby, and Tim Keller to bring us all in the huddle. This is your spot for the best and in-depth Dynasty fantasy football advice. Let's get to it with Tyler, Kelly, and Tim.
Welcome back to the Dynasty Happy Hour. I am your host, Tim Keller. Along with me today is Tyler Gunther. How are you doing today, Tyler?
I'm doing great. I think we have a big announcement, so we'll just get right to it. Yeah, I'll let you do that.
Yeah, we have a couple big, odd, interesting announcements. I mentioned last week that today was going to be my last episode, so I wanted to say a heartfelt goodbye to everybody. Psych! I'm sticking around. We worked out a schedule. Yeah, we worked out a schedule where I can stick around with the pod. We're going to have to move the pod schedule around a little bit. That's going to keep me around. But also this week, we lost Chris Whitman, the other host to this wonderful podcast. He's ventured out on his own. He's got his All In podcast. So anybody that's a fan of Chris can go over and find him there, the All In pod. It's currently up on Podbean. It's going to get on, you know, iTunes, Stitcher, all that stuff here shortly. So we want to wish Chris nothing but the best and thank him for everything he's done with the site and the pod to this point. But you know, things must go on and things must move forward. So with that being said, moving on and moving forward, we brought in another gentleman, great friend of mine. Tyler seems to get along with him. Okay. We'll see how this goes.
He's a Flyers fan and I am a Penguins fan.
Oh, he's finally outnumbered. There's two of us. The one Flyers fan, Kelly Appleby. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, guys. I'm glad to be a part of this. It's going to be nice to see that I got a natural rival with you two boys, since that Flyers-Penguins thing doesn't go down too easy. But I got a question for you, Tyler. Since this is called the Dynasty Happy Hour, have you ever had any like drinking during the show?
Yeah, actually, we have. Matt Kelly, he was on not too long ago. He shared a drink with us. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure Tim would have a drink, but he is on some medication, so I'm pretty sure
it makes drinking even
best.
More fun. You never know where it's gonna go. I'm gonna wake up in my neighbor's yard without no pants on. Who knows?
Well, boys, I'm bringing some beers to the set tonight. I'll have to send you some next week. Tonight, I'm currently drinking the Sam Adams Fresh as Hells. So this is gonna be going down smooth. Hopefully, don't start slurring my words too much.
Okay. Yeah, and if you stop hearing Kelly in the middle of the podcast, you know why now. Yeah.
Kelly's never been a lightweight, so I don't think he's going to pass out. But we want to welcome our guest this week. He has a awesome, one of my favorite up-and-coming podcasts. He is a podcast that is hosted on the Dynasty Happy Hour website. Jordan Nutter of the Jet Set Dynasty podcast. So how are you doing today, Jordan?
What's up, Dynasty Happy Hour? I don't need my ID for this, do I?
No, sir. We don't check IDs. As long as you got a mic, you can step up to the bar. I believe you're from the Pittsburgh area, are you not?
Yes, sir. I am just south of Pittsburgh in Washington County, Pennsylvania.
Okay, Penguins fan?
I was going to say, you're a Penguins fan, aren't you?
I mean, I really don't have a whole lot of time for anything outside of football. But yeah, I mean, I will generally root for the Penguins. Once playoff times come, I'll go to the parties and go Penguins.
Wow.
Kelly, Jesus Christ.
Kelly is not liking his inaugural episode. So, Jordan, why don't you tell us real quick where the people can find you and how they can hear you?
Okay, I am the host and producer of Jet Set Dynasty podcast. You can find the show on Twitter at Jet Set Dynasty. And of course, we're on all the major platforms, iTunes, Stitcher, JetSetDynasty.com, and of course, DynastyHappyHour.com.
Great. So today, on today's episode, we are going to do some running back and wide receiver tiers. Everybody has spent the past couple days going through the running back and wide receiver rookies coming in. And we're going to try to, between the four of us, hash out some consensus tiers here on today's show. If there's a little time there at the end, maybe we do a little first round mock, but we'll see how this all goes. So before we get into anything, I want to talk about some of our sponsors. The first one being the Sit or Start app. The Sit or Start app is the premium app for all your sit or start questions in season. Now, obviously, most people aren't setting lineups this time of year. It'd be pretty weird if you are. So get the Sit or Start app this year and stay in touch with the latest news and updates from around the league. You won't be disappointed. Get the Sit or Start app now and come August, September, and so on and so forth. They can help you out and set those winning lineups. Our next sponsor is RSO. That is Reality Sports Online. Have you ever wanted to be an NFL general manager? I know when I started playing fantasy football, that was kind of the goal. I wanted to feel like I could build a team just like GMs. And with Dynasty like Fantasy Football...
Like real life? I mean, I always wanted to be a real life manager. And I know if I won the lottery, I would want to be a GM. So obviously the chances of that happening are slim.
Very slim. But with a Slight Lake RSO Reality Sports Online, well, now you can, thanks to Reality Sports Online, a powerful fantasy football platform where owners get to build and manage their fantasy teams just like NFL general managers. Reality Sports Online was created by former NFL front office personnel and features a revolutionary free agency auction room, which mimics NFL free agency, enabling fantasy owners to negotiate and sign the NFL's top talent to single or multi-year contracts. The platform can host up to 32 teams. It has tons of cool features in addition to free agency, like rookie drafts, multi-team trades, franchise tags, injured reserve, automated contracts, and salary cap functionality, and much, much more. So go over to RSO, test your general manager skills here for free for 14 days with our free trial over at realitysportsonline.com. If you like what you see, you can use our promo code HAPPY10 to receive 10% off your league or team today. Fantasy just got real over at realitysportsonline.com. And then our last sponsor is, of course, MFL, myfantasyleague.com. They are the leader in dynasty fantasy football hosting. They have countless ways to score, build rosters, set your league rules. It is a fantastic site. It's a little much for first-time commissioners. I'll give them that. You need kind of a tutorial. That's kind of something we actually hope to start doing over at DynastyHappyHour.com. Maybe give some short videos and some articles maybe on to help out commissioners on how to build leagues and find all those functions you're looking for. But go over to MFL. You will not be disappointed. If you have it in your brain, MFL probably already has it out there, and you can do it on MFL.com. So with that, let's get in some tiers, boys. Let's do this. Let's talk about some running backs, and we'll let our guest go first. So, Jordan, who would you like to nominate for Tier 1 RBs?
Man, this is going to be a surprise to you guys. Tier 1 RB, I'm throwing out there, Joe Mixon from Oklahoma.
No shock. No shock. No shock. Obviously, if people follow you on Twitter, your name is Joe Mixon, number one running back.
And I've been on this train for, it's been almost 2 months now. I was ahead of the curve, and now people are finally starting to come around. I think this mostly pro day numbers contributing to that, but I like to think that I have a small, you know, piece in that battle.
Any other running backs you would like to nominate for tier one, sir?
Oh, you want me to go all tier one?
Yeah.
Let's go tier one running backs. All right, the rest of my tier one, I have, of course, Christian McCaffrey out of Stanford, Dalvin Cook out of FSU, and Leonard Fournette out of LSU. And that rounds out my tier one.
That's surprising to me because my tier one is actually a little smaller, but I'd like to hear what you guys have for your tiers. I don't know. I feel like Cook, kind of how everything has been going, I don't know if he's in the tier one yet, so... I don't know how you guys feel about that.
I think you can make an argument either way. I currently have him in my first tier. I think what you see on film is easily translatable to the NFL. Despite what those combine numbers say, the kid has a ton of skill, and he shows it on the field week in and week out. I think he has the ability to be a tier one running back rookie in this class for sure. The only guy I would possibly think about moving back to tier two, well, I could understand the argument to move Cook out, would be McCaffrey. I'm not 100% sold on him. Like, McCaffrey is that guy where if you catch me on a certain day, I'll tell you he's a tier one guy, and then the very next day, I'm going to say he's tier two. Like, I don't have a very solid feeling on him as of right now. So, Kelly, what's your tier one look like?
Mine's Joe Mixon for sure, Leonard Fournette. And I got Dalvin Cook in my tier one. I only got three. I'm kind of in the same mindset as you when it comes to McCaffrey. I feel like he's going to be a great player at the next level. I just don't – I can't trust that he's going to be an every down back. So I only got three in my top tier.
Okay. And Tyler, you said yours is just a little bit different. So what's yours kind of sound like?
See, I'm really nitpicky when it comes to this kind of thing. And I have Joe Mixon and Leonard Fournette as my tier one. They're the only two. Yep, they're the only two in my tier. I think Leonard Fournette is one of those Adrian Peterson type talents. Yes, he might not be good in today's NFL, but I feel like with the touchdown upside and the yardage he will get, it should allow him to be a mid-tier running back one in fantasy. Despite PPR and all that, I still think Leonard Fournette will be a running back one because he's just that damn good. Mm-hmm. And then Joe Mixon, of course, I mean, you just watch the tape. If you've seen any tape on him, he is just an all-world talent, just not an all-world attitude when he was younger. I think he's gotten his head straight from everything I've heard and seen. I think the kid is matured a little bit more to the point where I trust him more than Josh Gordon or Martavis Bryant.
Okay. So it sounds like everybody has Fournette and Mixon in their first tier. So I'm going to just pencil them in for tier one. Now, Tyler, you didn't have, we'll start with Dalvin Cook in your first tier. So why not Dalvin Cook?
He worries me about it. Like, the talent, I think, isn't in the same tier as Mixon and Fournette, because that's what tiers are about, talent. It's not about where we're going to draft them. And like, if we're talking about talent, OJ Howard, per se, from the tight end level, he is in my first tier. So that's kind of how we're ranking them. And Dalvin Cook didn't show me that athleticism in the combine. And the issue I have with that is, if you're going to rank him high in a tier, you're going to take him high in a draft. And are we willing to take Dalvin Cook in a top four or five in a rookie draft when we have questions about his athleticism? It's the same thing with on the receiver side that we'll mention later. I mean, we're all skeptical about that receiver. So, I mean, it's kind of same thing, but in a running back position. So, yeah, I mean, my tier two are Christian McCaffrey, Dalvin Cook. I was so close to putting McCaffrey in my tier one. I love McCaffrey. He's actually my second ranked running back right now, and it's only due to Mixon's off the field issue and where he's going to get drafted. But when it comes to tiers, Mixon and Fournette are ahead of McCaffrey and Dalvin Cook. So those two are next in my tier two.
Well, I think Cook is still going in the top five of ADP as of right now. So I would say he, at least consensus of, you know, from Joe Public, he is still tier one. We'll get back to Nutter here. What do you think? Mixon, Fournette, we got them penciled in. You had McCaffrey on your list. What is it about McCaffrey that makes him tier one for you?
Well, while we're on, I'm going to talk a bit about Dalvin Cook, okay, too, because I think the big thing that scares people about Dalvin Cook is on the field, he has what looks to be a very athletic game. Like, how he plays football just looks very athletic. So they see him go to the combine and just bomb by many standards. It's very it's almost heart wrenching. Like, it really, you know, it sticks in your gut. It's not something that happens or you expect to happen. But I still think he's a tier one player just because athleticism is not the whole equation. I think he's a very smart player, and I think he's going to be a good running back in the NFL. Now, Christian McCaffrey, on the other hand, I think is definitely tier one, because Christian McCaffrey to me is somebody I see as an answer to the committee running back like situation that's going on in the NFL. Christian McCaffrey is somebody that you want on the field all three downs because he can do everything. You don't have to bring another guy in to be an effective receiver because he's just as good. Christian McCaffrey is uncommittable, if that's, we're going to make that a word. He can't be combined with anybody else that's going to improve that backfield.
Okay. And Kelly, it's kind of 2-1 right now for voting Dalvin Cook into that first tier. What's your vote on Dalvin Cook? Is he tier one or tier two?
For me, I got to keep him in tier one. I just don't, I understand why people are questioning it. I mean, like, if you go back to pre-combine, this was clear cut 1-1. Mm-hmm. And just because he showed non-athletic stats, it's dropping him. Yeah, it's a bit of a red flag. He didn't proverbially check the boxes. But if you go back and watch the tape, there's a reason why we all loved him. He knows how to play football. He's going to end up being a good player. Yeah, he might not be that 1-1 anymore in our eyes. Fournette's probably the better option. Mixon's probably the better option. But I still think you're getting yourself a quality player, and I don't think he really deserves to drop much further than where we currently have him.
All right, and you're going to be the deciding vote on McCaffrey here. So is McCaffrey going to be in or out?
For me, I can't put him in there. I mean, I like what Jordan said there about, you know, his versatility in the game. Like, if he ends up in Green Bay, that's almost sounds like perfect for him. They could just flank him out, use him like kind of like a Le'Veon Bell kind of role. you know, because the Packers just don't really like to line up and just smash mouth run the ball anymore. So ideal landing spot for him, yeah, that'd be great. But if he goes to a team like a Ron Rivera Panthers and they line it up and just pound the ball, I don't like him in that kind of style because I just don't think he has the body frame to hold up over an NFL season.
Yeah, I would have liked an extra 5 pounds on him there at the combine weigh-ins. But, you know, he is what he is, and he definitely produced there in college, and plenty of people knew that that's what Stanford was doing, was going to hand the ball off to him. Sorry there, Jordan. It looks like McCaffrey's going to go to the top of tier two, but I just wanted to check with you real quick. You have Joe Mixon as your number one overall RB in this class, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah, I have him at number two. I have him right behind Fournette, but yeah, I'm pretty high on him myself. So let's go over here to tier two. We're already just going to throw McCaffrey in. So, Kelly, why don't you go ahead and kick us off for tier two? Who are some of your tier two running backs?
Now, my tier two is a little bit bigger. I consider these guys, I don't know, like I like what I've seen out of their tape, but maybe I'm not so sure that they're going to be like the main workhorse back here. So started off with McCaffrey, Samaje Perine, Deontay Foreman, Alvin Kamara, Kareem Hunt, Jeremy McNichols, and Elijah Hood.
You guys are too generous. Too generous. I'm telling you. You guys are way too generous.
All right, bring us back down to earth a little bit here, Tyler. Who do you got in your second tier?
I already told you my second tier. I'm already in my third tier. Oh, I am very nitpicky. I'm going to split it up so you know what the talent is.
Exactly what you're – okay, okay. And what about you, Jordan? What do you got for your second tier?
My second tier is only Alvin Kamara.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was withholding as well with this one.
Okay, yeah, and I am a two-person tier two. I have Kamara and Perine in there. I think Perine, for his size and athletic profile, I think he could probably be something special. And then Kamara is just a guy who I wasn't super, super high on to begin this process. Like, I liked his tape, but I didn't love his tape. But then the athletic numbers showed, and everything I'm hearing about this kid is nothing but plus signs for me. So Kamara's solidified himself in my tier two. So Kelly, you have quite a few people here. You're going to have to try to make an argument for it to get into this tier two here, buddy.
Yeah, but I can see how you can only have like a Samaje Perine as like your tier two and then separate some of these other guys off.
Like Foreman would have been probably the next closest guy for me. So what's your argument for Foreman here?
I like his size. I mean, I think he has staying power on a certain team just because of that. I personally don't like that kind of running back because I think he fits into it, just a touchdown-dependent kind of role. But I feel like all these guys are, you know, guys that are going to get you around 12 points a week kind of players. So I kind of group them in that kind of setting.
So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to put Kamara and Perine into tier two here in my little notepad. Anybody have any objections to those two?
Boo.
I don't like Perine that high, but I'm not going to win the majority with this one, so I'll let you guys have him.
No, I like Perine. I mean, but like I said, I'm really picky when it comes to tiers, and I like to separate what I call extreme talent, great talent, good talent. Like I really like to separate it.
So you have, I mean, you had Cook and McCaffrey in your second tier, correct?
Yep.
Okay. Well, McCaffrey's already there, and Cook ended up in tier one, so we had to make room for somebody else. So it looks like as of right now, we're just going to stick with these three guys for tier two. So, Tyler, why don't you go ahead and give us your tier three running back or backs?
All right, I have three in my tier three.
And wow.
It's Samaje Perine, Deonta Foreman, and Alvin Kamara. Those are the three where I think are the next talented players. Mm-hmm. I think Deonta Foreman and Samaje Perine are really close. And I think in a PPR setting, Alvin Kamara can do well. I'm very unsure about the three down capability. I want to see it more. He had limited touches. And it seemed like he went down really easily in plays. And I mean, he was 215. He was pretty much what we wanted from Cook, except Kamara's 40 time switched with Cook. I mean, imagine Kamara's burst scores with Delvin Cook would be 101. Like, there's no issue. But yeah, I mean, Kamara's explosive, Cook is faster. Are they the same player? Probably not. So yeah, I mean, that's my tier three: Samaje Perine, Deonta Foreman, Alvin Kamara.
Okay. Now, Kelly, you had a pretty extensive tier two there. So who's going to fall back to tier three, and who do you have there in tier three?
Well, initially in tier three, I actually only had four guys in this ballpark, and this is more guys I'm looking at to try to pick off, maybe like late second, early third round kind of guys. A guy like Aaron Jones, who wowed at the combine there, a Marlon Mack, a James Conner, just because of his size and great story. So I only had three guys in that second tier. If you want me to slim it down, I guess I think a Deontay Foreman kind of goes down to a tier three. Kamara, I think probably for me would probably be in tier two, just because of some of his metrics were just crazy, off the chart kind of thing. McNichols is like a question mark for me. So he's like right at the edge there. You know, like there's a lot of I think he's probably the best back that's probably ever going to come out of Boise State, but he's got to kind of prove that.
Okay. All right. Now, Nutter, what do you got there for tier three?
That's for tier three. I have McNichols, Foreman, Connor, and Mac. That's it.
I like the James Connor one. Not too many people are that high on James Connor. Is it just the story or is it talent as well?
No, it's definitely talent. I'll cry at any Disney movie. Don't get me wrong, but I mean, it's not all the story. He's a great player.
Okay. My tier three was Foreman, McNichols, and that was it. I thought about Connor, but I didn't put him in there. So does anybody have Kareem Hunt as a tier three RB? I know, Kelly, I think you had him.
I had him like right at the edge of two and three. And watching his tape, I really like what I've seen out of him. It's just he's a guy I think you can really get a lot of value on some in some of your home leagues if you get some sleepers there, because people are going to see that Toledo tag and think those numbers aren't real.
Now, he's the guy that got the big pump after the Senior Bowl. So does that do anything for anybody? Kareem Hunt for tier three?
He may have got pumped up after the Senior Bowl, but his combine definitely brought him back down to earth. So I'd have to say he's about at good value right now. Like Kelly was saying, a lot of people could be sleeping on him now, and you could actually get him late second, early third, and it could be great value, right where the pick your running back in the third round territory could be.
So do you think he's worthy of a tier three tag, Kareem Hunt?
I actually do not have him in tier three. I don't even have him in tier four.
Oh my. All right. So I'm going to nominate Deonta Foreman. Does anybody have any objections to Deonta Foreman in tier three?
No, sir.
Okay. So we'll put him in there. Jeremy McNichols. I heard his name come up a couple times. I'm in on Jeremy. Kelly, I believe you were too. Yes.
Yeah. Jordan.
Yep. I'm for it.
And what about you there, Tyler? It doesn't matter. You've been outruled. Jeremy McNichols is in.
Actually, I'll just bring that up. He's the only one in my tier four. He is the lone guy in my tier four, just because I think he is better than the rest, but not as good as Kamara, Foreman, and Perine.
Now, Kelly, I know you brought up Aaron Jones. I do have a slight interest in Aaron Jones. I just don't think he's worthy of a tier three tag at this point. So, Jordan, I'm going to ask you to make your argument for James Conner, because you might be able to sway me into this.
When I watch James Conner, I really like what I see. I think he plays similar to Elijah Maguire, but I think James Conner definitely has a bit more of a receiving ability than Maguire does. But he doesn't fall to arm tackles. He always lowers his shoulder for power. Great stiff arm. If there's no hole, the dude makes one. Tremendous balance. He's a great blocker, and like I said, he's a decent pass catcher. His big weaknesses are he's not great in the open field, obviously. Really no finesse, and he needs to work on like setting up his blocks to really be successful. But I mean, if you like Samaje Perine, I think James Conner is a guy that's going to need a very similar role to succeed. And I honestly like him more than Samaje Perine.
Wow. That's some high praise for James Conner. You know what? I am going to go along with you for James Conner, because I'm sitting here looking at some ADP on James Conner, and it sickens me that he's going behind Wayne Gallman.
So
I'm gonna go with you. And I mean, just to get his name out there more, James Conner needs to be going before Wayne Gallman in ADP. So that's two votes for James Conner. Do we have anybody saying no to that? He beat cancer. Come on.
Well, he beat cancer, but he's behind cancer and Wayne Gallman.
For now, he'll beat him too.
He will. He will beat that.
Anybody else for tier three? I'm putting James Conner in here. Anybody else? Once, twice?
You know.
All right. Yeah. All right. So let's move over here to the wide receivers. I'll keep this little list here so I can read this off at the end.
I want to finish because I also.
Oh, that's right. You have all these pretty tiers you set up. You showed us before.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead and read off your list.
All right, my tier four is McNichols, like I said, and my tier five is Kareem Hunt, and who would be the next one? Corey Clement. I'm still a believer.
gross. I was gonna go Wayne Gallman.
Oh, don't put me on that.
Does anybody else have any other players they'd like to mention here? Anybody else you're high on?
I do want to say about Wayne Gallman. I have a friend, Al. He is a huge fan of Wayne Gallman, and how Jordan was talking about how he was on the Joe Mixon train.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was all alone. He's growing that big beard. Clothes were getting all dirty in the train trailer. I think my friend Al is still waiting for people to jump on, and is getting to the point where he's getting super lonely and just wondering what is going on. Like, could you just see him on a hay bale? Like, okay, where is everybody?
Yeah. Like somebody else has to jump on here. Yeah, it's an empty stagecoach, pretty much. My tier four would be Kareem Hunt. I would put both the Elijahs, McGuire, and Hood there in my tier four. And that would about wrap up my tier four. So, Kelly, anybody else you'd like? Anybody else you got your eyes on?
A guy that popped to me, and he's been in a few articles lately, is Brian Hill from Wyoming.
I think you say Corey Clement.
No.
Corey
Clement or the kid there from Clemson, Wayne Gallman. I'm not saying those guys. I just think that's like they're on TV all the time, so they're familiar names.
Yeah.
But no one's seen Brian Hill. If you watch his tape,
somebody's had to have seen it.
Somebody's an R&B singer back in like the 90s.
That's Brian McKnight.
Oh,
I know my 90s R&B.
So that was way too cool. Was the question did anybody else see any Brian Hill tape? Was that the question?
He was just saying that he doesn't like nobody's seen Brian Hill. Like he's not on TV like a Wayne Gallman was.
Yeah.
You know, playing with the big schools, playing in the big games, those type of players, they get the publicity, so everybody kind of knows their name going into this whole process, where a guy like Hill out there, it was Wyoming, correct? I don't remember, you know, just kind of flipping through the channels and seeing Wyoming versus, you know, whoever on ESPN any given night of the week. So he's not going to have that same publicity, and he's not going to have that same name cachet as some of these other guys going in.
Can we not disrupt the fact that, Tim, you answered that really quick? Like, you were on Jordan.
He said, don't mess with this 90s R&B singer.
Yeah.
He said, don't mess with him.
If you're on, like, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and a 90s R&B question comes up, I should be your lifeline. Give me a call. I'll hook you up.
I'm going to keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, Jordan will be on a show like that, and all of a sudden, 90s R&B, and he's like, I didn't write down Tim's number.
Yeah. Yeah, does anybody have Tim's number? Anybody? Yeah.
I once did a podcast with him. Does anybody know his number? No. Anyways, let's get back to some running backs here. Kelly, anybody else other than Hill?
Now, Hill was, I mean, there's other deep dive guys, but Hill's the one that really is a guy you should check out. I mean, I think he's a fourth round guy in your rookie drafts. Maybe even you could pick him up after the fact, but he's a guy that it'd be interesting to see where he goes.
One of our writers, Jacob, is really high on him, and he's mentioned him before on a couple of his articles, and he's the running back code guy. You should check him out. He knows his running backs. He's got a scoring system. He's got tons of articles. Yeah, he loves what he sees out of Brian Hill, not Brian McKnight. But yeah,
what I see out of Brian McKnight, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys have to go check out some Brian McKnight, man. He had them tunes. Them girls love some Brian McKnight. I'm telling you.
We new intro song for the pod.
Yeah.
Yep.
So no, we
already got it covered.
Yes. All right. So let's go over here and talk about some wide receivers. Real quick, Kelly, you brought up Aaron Jones. He would be a guy I would have in a tier four as well. So just keep that name out there as somebody you might want to be interested in. So let's move over here and talk about some wide receivers. Jordan, we let you kick it off with running backs. We're going to let you kick it off with receivers as well. So how big is your tier one?
My tier one is two players.
Okay.
I have Corey Davis and Mike Williams as my tier one. That's it. I'd be interested to see anybody else make an argument for another player in there.
Like, I completely agree with you. Tyler, do you have anybody else, or is yours even smaller?
I have one player in my tier one, and it is Corey Davis.
Picky, picky, picky.
I am. I don't hand out my tiers like you guys.
Kelly, what about you?
I have four. My four are obviously Corey Davis, Mike Williams, Juju Smith-Schuster, and Chris Godwin.
Oh, wow. Wow. Chris Godwin has probably climbed further than almost any player in this draft class so far when it comes to his draft stock, at least in fantasy football terms.
And for me, like, if you were to break it down the way you guys are breaking it down for tiers, I would say, yeah, it's probably it'd probably just be Corey Davis, because the other three, I feel like Mike Williams is a two, Juju Smith could be a one, Godwin, I think he's probably a two when it's all said and done. I feel like Corey Davis is the only guy out of these top four back or wide receivers that is sure cut wide receiver one talent.
All right, so my tier one consists of Corey Davis and Mike Williams. But Mike Williams, I do have him kind of on that tier two line. So I'm gonna go ahead. I'm penciling Corey Davis in. So Mike Williams, Tyler, what keeps him out of your tier one?
The Laquon Treadwell scared the crap out of me last year type thing. I'll be honest. I mean, I like his film. I like it. I love Treadwell's film. But man, Treadwell scared me. He scared me. And it's tough to rank those slower players. I mean, at best case, he's a DeAndre Hopkins type player that needs to create separation with route running. But I mean, yeah.
Jordan, how sold are you on Mike Williams?
I mean, I could definitely understand the case for only having Corey Davis, but I'm pretty sold on Mike Williams in that spot. He ran a 4.5 at his pro day. I think it was 4.53.
I've heard anywhere from 4.51, and then I've also heard up to 4.58. So
somewhere in that 4.5 range, but that's quicker than I thought he was going to. And yep. I knew like a lot of people were going to be scared off because Laquon Treadwell didn't do anything last year. Mike Williams has a plus on Corey Davis. He always catches with his hands. Corey Davis does not always catch with his hands. That's the one thing that really bugs me about Corey Davis. But nice body control, able to work in the middle of the field, good after the catch. And he's really great at 50-50 balls, which I feel like is another thing he has over Corey Davis. So I think they're very different players, but I think both are worthy of tier one for sure.
Yeah, I said the same thing about Treadwell last year, but it's something I do like about Williams on his film. He uses that big body and that big frame to shield the defenders and allow the quarterback to have that nice, safe target to get that ball into. So while he's on the line, three of us had Williams, so he's going to go into tier one for us. So we'll have the two guys there in now, tier one.
I do want to bring up Williams, how he's come to Dez. Dez didn't have the explosiveness in his combine either. I think, didn't he jump like 33 or something like that, 34? He didn't jump as high as people thought too. So, I mean, it could be a good comp. Williams is 2 inches taller. I think he's got longer arms. I think Dez is stronger, I'd have to say, by far. But, I mean, that's what you're hoping for. You're hoping for 1,200 yards, 12 touchdowns, and 80 catches or so. And I mean, I could see it in the right situation.
Well, yeah, we're discussing fantasy football here, and Williams definitely has the probability of being a red zone target, that's for sure. So I could easily see the case where Mike Williams is catching 10, 12 touchdown passes in a season. So we'll go ahead, we'll lock him in there to tier one. So Tyler, you being the tier Grinch that you are, who's in your tier two?
Well, okay, I only have one person in my tier two, Jesus. And that's Mike Williams. I'm going to bring up my tier three then. And my tier three is John Ross, Juju Smith, Chris Godwin, and Zay Jones. That is my tier three. Those guys are grouped pretty close together. I'd say Godwin and Jones are really close. Smith-Schuster and Ross, I almost put into tier two. I'm coming around on Juju because I watch his tape, and I mean, the plays that he just is spectacular in, he is 101 spectacular. I mean, this guy is great when he shows. But then there's times when I don't know if it's quarterback or if it's him with the route, but you're just like, oh, no, thank you. But I mean, John Ross, I've always had a soft spot for, and I keep going back and forth with him. I keep fighting with myself with John Ross, and I think I'm finally coming to the point where earlier in the year I said he's going to be one of my favorite players in the draft, and I think I'm coming back around to that just because I watch more and more of him. And his route running is a lot better than people think. He's not a one-trick pony, and it shows in his tape. This guy's explosive. It's the health that worries me with him. That is why he's in my tier three. So yeah, those four guys are my tier three.
Okay. Kelly, who is your tier two? How many guys you got there?
Well, it's about four guys. It's John Ross, like he just mentioned. It's a guy like Cady Cannon. It's Ishmael Zamora. I just think I have him there just based upon talent. He's getting a bad rap because he's the guy with the dog beating incident.
Yep, you know? The dog.
And Carlos Henderson. And I hesitate to put him in there just because of he seems a little gadgety to me at times, but I really feel like the NFL is kind of changing to that style of wide receiver.
Okay. And what about you there, Jordan? Who do you got in your tier two?
My tier two, I have just Juju Smith-Schuster and Chris Godwin.
Oh, geez. Come on. Expand that tier a little more.
No, because I do not like John Ross. I know he's going to be such a popular pick because of the whole 40-yard dash. That alone is enough to put him into the top five of dynasty picks among most owners. But yeah. I'm not sold. I mean, I have doubts about John Ross, very similar to how I had doubts about Kevin White, because he works a lot. He uses his athletic ability for a lot of his production. Short screens.
Yeah. What does that look like?
I've been podcasting all night, man. I'm running out of words. I'm running out of word. Got to save letters off there. like I said, he gains a lot of after the catch ability, which is good if you're able to use that in the next level. I'm just not sure he has enough of the traditional wide receiver skills for me to take use the high capital on him.
Would you guys say he's like maybe he could be like floor Tavon Austin, ceiling Santana Moss kind of wide receiver?
We don't mention Tavon on this pod.
I mean, if you want to say he is a floor Tavon Austin, I don't think that's by any means a good thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like that's the bust, you know, factor for John Ross there.
I would say floor Will Fuller, and ceiling I would have to give kind of a better DeSean Jackson.
That's not bad. It's not bad. My tier two is Juju, Godwin, and Ishmael Zamora. I am in the same exact boat as Jordan here with John Ross. I've said he's a one-trick pony. All he's got's the speed. And that's kind of me just kind of being a blowhard. He's got football talent, but he leans primarily on that speed. And you can bracket him. You can have off coverage. There's ways they can keep him from just completely burning them on every given play.
They've done off coverage 15 yards, and if you watch the tape, he's still around.
These are college cornerbacks.
I can't run past college cornerbacks.
You're not a college wide receiver. You're not.
Oh, I mean, buddy.
Yeah. So it's not you're comparing apples and oranges here. I personally,
is that a redhead joke?
I don't even know if he's comparing fruit at this point.
Am I the orange?
Wouldn't you be the apple if you're the redhead?
It's more orange.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I guess you'd be more the orange than the apple. All right, whatever. We already got Kelly Appleby, so yeah, we're getting into a weird subject. Back on track, everybody. Juju Smith-Schuster, Godwin, and Ishmael Zamora. The John Ross, he's got one great trait, and that's awesome, but I think he leans way too much on that, and he can't completely depend on one trait in the NFL. The injuries have to concern you. Yeah, he ran, 4.21, 4.22, whatever it was. He came up gimp at the end.
He didn't run that. Chris Johnson got
screwed. I understand that once you link the videos, I mean, it's – but if they're going to say he did it, that I think it's a way – for them to say, oh my God, this guy did it. And next year they can, oh, now we got this newer guy. People are going to start forgetting who Chris Johnson was. Some of these younger NFL fans are going to forget who Chris Johnson was. So they need somebody new that they can put up there every year. They're all chasing John Ross. This.
What happened? I'm confused.
Are you being honest right now?
I'm being honest. Like, I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Okay. When John Ross supposedly beat Chris Johnson's 40 time, they then linked the videos up with the two different 40s, Chris Johnson wins
by a good amount.
Yeah, fractions of a second, but yep. It's about half a body length.
Yeah, they say it's because it's two different buildings. You know?
Honestly, I think Ross's 40 is around 4.26, 4.24. Like, it could have been close. Like, I'd say probably more 4.25, 4.26, because Johnson ran a 4.24 and beat him. So, I mean, that's still fast. We're not taking anything away from Ross, but Chris Johnson should still be the record.
So like I said, I think as people get younger, more fans get younger, they're going to forget who Chris Johnson was. So now they have this new name that they can put up there. This is the guy everybody's chasing. So so I think we all had Juju as a potential tier two candidate. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so he's going to get thrown in there. Chris Godwin. Any objections to Chris Godwin?
Nope. He was a chance to go in the tier two as well.
Okay. Anybody else? I have Ishmael Zamora. I know Kelly did. Anybody have any objections to him?
Talent-wise, the ceiling is endless. He has the projection of a Julio Jones-type talent. Mm-hmm. But, man, he is going to be a heck of a draft pick in the fourth round.
He's very raw. I'll give him that. But he has some tools that if they can round off the rough edges on him, I think he could be a stud in the NFL.
Yeah. I mean, if he goes to a team that can say, hey, you work your tail off, you're a wide receiver one in the future. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a steal. And that's almost a Josh Gordon-like steal.
And I think that's all going to come down to how bad does he want it? How bad does this kid want to put the work in? And if he comes in with the right attitude and he puts the work in, I think he can rise to the top of a lot of these boards. But Kelly, how strong are you on Ishmael Zamora?
I really like what I see. I mean, I'm kind of in the same camp as you. It's just like, it's really going to depend on landing spot. You know, how does he work? Because, you know, he could end up being like another DGB in a sense. You know, has all that physical skill and size, but just is too raw, doesn't put in the work. And, you know, you're just a giant out there looking lost.
What about you, Jordan? Any objections or thumbs up or thumbs down?
I haven't done a whole lot of research on him. I think I might have seen like one game. So I really don't have an opinion one way or the other. I mean, as long as you're saying that he's talented and you're not drafting him high, then yeah, I'm fine with him in that spot.
Okay. So he'll get in here.
Yeah. You got to remember, these aren't rankings. These are based off of natural ability and talent. And Zamora is one of the better ones in the class.
Mm-hmm. All right. So tier three. Jordan, why don't you kick us off for tier three and wide receiver?
Okay. Tier three, I have Carlos Henderson, Taywan Taylor, Zay Jones, Curtis Samuel, and John Ross.
Okay. Kelly, go ahead and go next.
I have four guys. I have Taywan Taylor, Zay Jones, Malachi Dupree, and Isaiah Ford.
Okay. And Tyler, what about you? Who's your one guy in tier three?
No, you got to remember, I'm a tier behind you guys. So I'm at tier four.
Okay, so who's in your tier four?
Carlos Henderson, KD Cannon, and Curtis Samuel.
Okay. No Taywan Taylor?
Nope. I like him. I don't love him.
Okay. Well, my vote for Taywan Taylor is probably going to get him in. That'll be a 3-1 vote there. I have him in my tier three. I also have Carlos Henderson. I think that makes that a clean sweep for him. KD Cannon, I think his name got brought up.
Yep, that was me. And you, I want to say Kelly.
And I think Kelly brought him up last round.
Yeah, I think I had him a little bit higher. I really like what I see out of him. I think he runs routes really well. It's just the size for him is the big attractor, 5'11 at 182. Like to see a little bit more weight on that frame.
See, I don't think the size matters because you watch all the jump balls he gets, and he gets them. Like, I mean, his my ball mentality is fantastic for that size.
Now,
I think that works in college, but it's just in the pros that you get less time and space for that stuff, and those DBs can jump just as high. So he has to be a little bit more, I don't know, like a little bit more size on them bones for him to survive.
Okay. I also have Zay Jones in my tier three. Was that you, Jordan, that had Zay Jones?
Yeah, I had Zay Jones in my tier three.
And Kelly, I think you brought him up in tier two, correct?
I had him in tier three. I think Kyle had him tier two.
I had him in my actual tier three. Oh. But yeah, I mean, I'm a tier behind.
You were giving us your tier three for your tier two or something like that, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think that means Zay Jones, KD Cannon, Carlos Anderson, and I think those three are all sweeps. And then Taywan Taylor, that's a 3-1 vote there. Guy that I didn't hear his name, Cooper Kupp. Anybody got Cooper Kupp even kind of in this range?
The Moscow Mule.
Yeah.
According to I have to give Rich credit. I love that nickname for him. Mm-hmm. Rich, he gave us a shout out, so we'll give him a shout out. Dynasty Nerds, check them out.
I thought about it with his age and the combine exposed him as just a slot guy. Yep. He's my next tier for me.
Okay. Yep, and his Fred Durst hair. I mean, that blonde hair.
for me, I have him way down. I'm not willing to pay the price that people want on Cooper Kupp. He's been hyped up for way too long, so he's down like another 3-4 tiers for me.
Okay, a couple other names I wanted to bring up. DD Westbrook. Does anybody interested in DD at all?
like him, but he's not with these guys. And with Cooper Kupp, can you guys see like a Jordan Matthews cologne? Like,
I think it's where he's going to be completely regulated to the slot, and that's about it. He's not going to succeed at all.
Big slot guy.
Yeah. Yeah, I completely see that, where he's not going to succeed at all if they put him on the outside, at least not early in his career. He might develop into that later on, but
so as for now,
yeah. And then he probably won't have the speed to do it. So,
well, he already doesn't have that. So,
what about Malachi Dupree?
I have him in my tier five. He's only one of my tier five. I still like him. I like his jump ball ability.
Yep.
I think he was highly underused in LSU, and I think he is highly talented. Like we talked about the Stephon Diggs thing, where he's a five-star guy, wasn't used right in college, yep, and he could be a better pro. I think Dupree could be that, and I have no doubt. Like, there's a good percentage that he could be that.
Yeah, I was just going to bring up the fact that he was one of the big-time recruits that LSU landed in that class, and they just – it's just the LSU style. They just don't feature their receivers there.
Yeah, they didn't have Bettenberger anymore. I mean, their best quarterback all time.
Jordan, how do you feel about some of these guys, Malachi Dupree, D.D. Westbrook?
I'm not really a big fan of D.D. Westbrook, although I could definitely see the argument for putting him into this tier. Definitely shows and flashes, but, I mean, it's the non-flash stuff that gets me.
Yep.
And then Malachi Dupree, I remember just watching a lot of tape of Malachi Dupree and just seeing nothing, because it might just be like the most boring tape that you can watch, and it's just nothing. Then I'm like, why is anybody hyping up for him? So I'm like, okay, I'll look at a highlight tape. And now I understand it, so I can definitely see why you would put him in there, being as how little action he saw at LSU.
Yeah, if you just go to YouTube and type in Malachi Dupree highlights, you're going to be very impressed. If you go to a place like Draft Breakdown and watch, you know, game film of Malachi Dupree, where you're seeing, you know, the running plays that he's blocking on.
Darius Geis, Leonard Fournette.
Yeah, the pass plays where he's going out and running a route, but he's not catching the ball. It's a lot of just slow moving stuff. You're just not, it's very dry. Nothing really, you know, pops off the page and makes you go, oh my God, this kid's a talent. But I like him like I like Stephon Diggs, you know, a couple years back, because of the recruiting pedigree, five-star recruit. In Diggs's case, he goes to Maryland. They don't have quarterback play. In Dupree's case, they go to LSU. They don't have quarterback play. So I'm thinking maybe Dupree could be something along the lines of a Diggs, where people weren't really as high on him as maybe they should have been. And then 2 years down the line, all of a sudden they're getting a little bit more more publicity and more respect. So I'm not going to put him in tier three right now, but he's a guy that's really close for me. That's for sure.
All right. So, do you guys want to do our little special segment?
Well, real quick, I want to go over the tiers just to remind the listeners who we got. So we'll go back and we'll talk about the running back tiers. As soon as I find that's right over here. Our tier one for running backs that we hammered out: Joe Mixon, Leonard Fournette, Dalvin Cook. In tier two, we have Christian McCaffrey, Alvin Kamara, and Samaje Perine. In tier three, we ended up with Deonta Foreman, Jeremy McNichols, and James Conner. And then over here for the receivers, tier one, Corey Davis, Mike Williams. Tier two ended up being Juju Smith-Schuster, Chris Godwin, and Ishmael Zamora. And then in tier three, we went with Taywan Taylor, Carlos Henderson, KD Cannon, and Zay Jones. So with that in mind, we have a little bit of time. Let's go ahead and try to hammer out a quick one-round mock draft. Of course, we always let the guests go first. You'll have the 101. Kelly, you're the newest of the hosts. You'll have the 102. Tyler, I'll give you the 103, and I'll go with 104.
Okay. All right, Jordan. I'll get us kicked off. 101 pick. I'm going to take Joe Mixon out of Oklahoma. There is not a single back in this class that has the combination of NFL running ability, the intelligence, and the receiving ability to be anywhere near Joe Mixon's level. Definitely my 101 pick.
I like it. I like it. 102, Kelly.
Well, it's either Fournette or Davis, so I think I'm gonna lean on the Fournette route. I like having a running back over a wide receiver. I think the biggest thing that makes this decision for me is Corey Davis. You didn't show me anything because you're hurt, so there's a question mark there for me. I know what I'm getting with Fournette, one of the most prolific running backs to ever enter the NFL.
Okay, Tyler, 103, buddy.
Well, in Kelly's case, no news is good news, and Corey Davis helped himself by having no news. And I'm going to take the 101 on my board. That is Corey Davis. Easy selection. Thank you, Tim, for letting me have 103 in this mock. Yeah. That's great. Corey Davis, he is hands down my number one player on my big board. So yeah, easy choice.
All right, I'll go with Mike Williams here at 104. It's pretty close between him and Dalvin Cook. Not necessarily a fan of either one of their athletic testing numbers, but I think Mike Williams, like I said, I think he's got the size and the traits to succeed in the NFL. Polish off some of that route running, work on, you know, reading these zones, beating this man coverage with your routes, keep shielding the defenders off, give that quarterback a target to throw at. I think Mike Williams could develop into maybe not like a top 10 NFL wide receiver, but a wide receiver one in fantasy, wide receiver two down the line for sure. Also, I'll go with Mike Williams here at 104.
Okay, and I'm back here at 105. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, 105. I'm going to get the number two player on my big board, Christian McCaffrey, who once again, I said, is going to be redefining to the running back position in the NFL.
All right. Kelly, 106.
I'm going to have to take Juju Smith-Schuster. I really like what I see out of him. I think he's a good player. I think he's a sure fit. So Juju Smith-Schuster at 107.
You guys are making this too easy on me. Delvin Cook, nothing has to be said. He was the 101, but here at 107, I am going to hug the person who was in front of me drafting, and I am just going to give whoever it is a big smooch on the cheek. Thank you for Delvin Cook. Thank you for Corey Davis. Kelly, I need to be in more leagues with you. Tim, I envy you for not being in leagues.
That blew me away. Like I assumed that Jordan was going to go with his guy and McCaffrey there. I just assumed that Cook was going to go next. And when he did, I don't know if anybody saw my reaction. I was grabbing at my chest. Like, how is this possible?
Like, he almost had a heart attack. He might have.
Wow.
I smell eggs.
Wow.
Surprise of the draft.
Chris's world just went, Tim's world just went slow motion. He just, everything slowed down his camera.
And it's not just because of the medication.
Did the meds kind of wear off there just due to adrenaline kicking in a little bit?
No, the adrenaline kicked in and I feel fine now. So at eight, I don't like any of the receivers left at this point. I'm not in love with any of the running backs. OJ Howard.
I had him.
Howard. If he took, you could let Cook slip one more spot and I'd have been fine taking him there.
If he took Cook, Howard was my guy. He's my seventh ranked guy. Oh God, I love OJ Howard.
Yeah, I think I have OJ Howard at seven myself. So I'll be happy and take him here at eight. So Jordan, you're back up at 109 here, sir.
109. I'm going to go ahead and take Chris Godwin off the board. We talked about earlier, strong, knows how to use his size, great leaping ability, strong hands. Like a lot of what I see about Chris Godwin.
All right. It's a good pick there at 109. Kelly, you are up at 110.
110. Where do I go here now? He just took my guy. He just took my guy there. So man, I'm between two guys right here.
I'll take Samaje Perine. I like what I see out of him.
I'll take Perine.
Okay. Well, that will make my choice easy, and I will go with the guy that you guys hate in John Ross. I mean, I think here at 10, that's a pretty good pick. And I mean, you take all the risk away when you get deeper into the draft. And I think 10 is a good spot to take him and say, okay, let's see what you got. If I hit.
Is that 11?
Is it 11?
Am I good? 11, yes, sir.
I do this all the time. I'm not good with numbers.
I was just so confused.
All right. I need to start reading my Clifford book again because this is getting ridiculous. But yeah.
Why would you stop reading it?
That's true. Very I mean, true. The whole collection of Clifford is great.
It's just genius work in modern literature. I don't know what you guys are thinking.
It's a big red dog. I mean, how can you not love those books?
All right. Back to the draft. So at 112, I'm going to take Alvin Kamara. I'm not in love with Alvin Kamara, but we just went over this. He's a tier two running back for me. We're at the end of the first round. I think he could be a guy that his landing spot in the draft could really fluctuate his draft stock in dynasty drafts. But as of right now, pre-draft, I'd be comfortable taking Alvin Kamara at the 112. That's for sure.
Yep. I mean, Kamara, Foreman, Njoku, Ingram, any of those guys at 12, slipping into late first. Our money.
Yeah, it's kind of just whatever your favorite flavor is there. So to rehash the first round mock draft we did right here, Joe Mixon, number one to Jordan, Fournette to Kelly at two, Corey Davis for Tyler at three, great pick there. Mike Williams to me at four, Christian McCaffrey at five for Jordan,
Juju to Kelly at 6. 7 was Dalvin Cook to Tyler. Almost gave me a heart attack.
Yeah, you guys make me look like a genius.
OJ Howard at 8 for me. Chris Godwin goes off there at 9 for Jordan. I really like that one as well. The 10th pick, Samaje Perine to Kelly. It's a good pick. Good solid running back there late in the first round. John Ross to Tyler. I don't think anybody else is too in love with John Ross. So I think Tyler kind of had him the whole way. And then to wrap things up with the last pick of the first round, Alvin Kamara goes to myself. So, guys, that was some great tier work. We did some fun little mock drafting there. So before we get out of here, we want to give our guest one last shot to let everybody know where they can hear him. And thank you very much, Jordan, for coming on, buddy.
Oh, I'm happy to be here, guys. It was a great time. Again, don't forget to check out Jet Set Dynasty. New episodes every Tuesday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Find iTunes, Google Play, Spreaker, Stitcher. We're all over the place. DynastyHappyHour.com, JetSetDynasty.com. Follow me on Twitter at DynastyNut and the show on Twitter at JetSetDynasty.
Not only does he give some great Dynasty fantasy football advice, the guy, in old radio terms, he's what they would call a stunt boy. Like, he comes up with these painful games at times, or these embarrassing games at times, that he and his co-host play. And it's just fun to listen to. You guys have a lot of fun with it, and that comes through. That's for sure.
Your show reminds me a lot of Howard Stern meets Dynasty Fantasy Football podcasting.
It's like, funny you mentioned that, because I already got some feelers out to some strippers to come on and talk about some fantasy football advice.
That's weird, because I'm like, that's what you should do next.
Wow. There's lots of ideas in the works. I think I actually just ordered California Reapers off Amazon, so that segment's coming back.
There we go. You mean the Carolina Reapers?
Is that what they are?
I'm big into the hot sauce stuff and hot peppers. I love extremely hot things. So that episode, especially for me. Yeah. If you haven't listened to this guy's podcast, go back and find the hot sauce episode. It was salsa, right?
I think it was ghost pepper salsa. Yeah.
McCaffrey's or something like that.
Go back and listen to that one.
Christian McCaffrey's mom. She is
amazing. As they get like some trivia wrong, they have to eat this extremely hot salsa. And that's just fun to listen to for me. So, you brought up like a Howard Stern meets Dynasty Fantasy Football. Howard was never doing the stunts. Like Jordan's got to get somebody else in there to do these weird things for him so he can, you know, he can be the guy on the mic and just kind of laugh at what's going on.
Yeah. My co-host is just a real sucker. Co-host is just a real sucker. What can I say?
And I do have to say about that salsa, me and my wife love the habanero one. And we tried the ghost pepper one. And it's one of those salsas that's actually got good taste and you just keep eating. It's like hot Cheetos.
It was great with milk. Great as soon as you had a drink of milk.
Yeah. And I mean, who's the one that ate it with a spoon?
I ate it with just like a big old like dips, like cup size chip that like, you know, Tostitos make.
Yeah. The scoops.
Maximum salsa.
I swear your co-host did it with a spoon or something like a
tortilla or something like that. It was weird. He was like,
you guys were crunching on something. I don't think there was a spoon involved. I think Tyler's thinking of something else.
I mean, I love to spoon. If I talked about that before on the show, I mean, maybe he's just mixing up his memories.
A little spoon, a little Brian McKnight. I mean, we're getting real sensitive tonight, fellas.
We're all Penguins fans here.
Get out of here with this Crosby.
All right, so we want to talk about the NFL draft show that we're going to be doing here in a couple weeks. We had the drawing. If you bought a Dynasty Happy Hour t-shirt, you were entered in the drawing. If you bought more than one, you were entered in more than one time. So we picked our two winners, Mark Hill and Damian Motz. I hope I'm pronouncing both those names right. So congratulations.
Damon Motz. He's actually a guy I work with. He bought two t-shirts from me. And, I mean, he's taken off work for it. So congratulations, Damon. The two t-shirt trick worked. I mean, there you go. Just
percentages. Yeah, it worked out for him. So congratulations to those two gentlemen. We look forward to having them on the draft show. Now, of course, on the draft show, we will have Tyler, Kelly, myself. We'll have our fourth ranker on the site, Clint. He is also kind of our social media guru over there. The Dynasty Dummies, Kyle and Zach, are going to join us. The Dynasty Fantasy Football degenerate himself, Donnie Hamilton, will be joining us. The two winners of the contest, and then we have one more spot. We haven't figured out how we're going to give this away, but just stay tuned. Stay in touch with our Twitter. We're going to pick somebody else to come in and join us on draft night. It's a lot of fun. It's just talking football. And then, of course, when some of these players that we talked about today get drafted, we start talking landing spot, how this affects them. Is it good, bad, you know, kind of just middle ground? It's going to be a whole lot of fun that night. We can't wait to do it.
I mean, I just hope there's not a lot of, I haven't watched much of this player, I got nothing for you.
from a dark cave.
Just because the contest is over does not mean that you cannot buy a t-shirt. Go over to the dynastyhappyhour.com right now and you can buy a t-shirt over there. I believe we only have larges and XLs left. They are currently, we only have one color. They're a nice dark gray, but the blue lettering pops on it. It looks beautiful. It doesn't matter what shade of skin you're in. I mean, we got Tyler, who's one of the fairest skinned individuals I know. Looks great on him. And we have some fans sending us pictures. It don't matter what hue of skin you got, this shirt's going to look great on you, and it feels great on you as well. So go over there, buy yourself a shirt when you visit dynastyhappyhour.com. When you're getting a shirt, you can check out all the other great stuff over there, the articles, the updated rankings, and anything you need to know for your upcoming startup or rookie drafts. Of course, dynastyhappyhour.com is the spot you need to be there, as well as all the other fantastic podcasts that are on this show, just like Jets at Dynasty with Mr. Jordan here. You can help out the show in so many ways. You can buy a shirt. You can donate over there. We have a donate button on the site. You can just leave a review on iTunes. Go over there. Help us out. That gets us up there in the rankings. I think Podbean had us as the podcast of the week this week.
Yeah. So
thank you to Podbean. That was awesome. Yeah. Some free publicity that week. That was a whole lot of stuff.
And with the iTunes review, just anything can be said. Let us know how Kelly's doing. I mean, he's not attached. We could get rid of him right away. I mean,
oh yeah.
Yeah, you can send me to the curb any moment now.
No. Kelly's here to stay. You know, give him some advice. Let him know, why are you a Flyers fan?
That's never gonna change.
Yeah. Just be like, I don't know what you're doing. You got goalies that just pass out for no reason. By the way, I hope it's okay. It's kind of, sorry, we'll get back to football here. If you have any questions for us, hit us up on Twitter at @DynastyHHPod. Kelly, where can they see you on Twitter?
At Dynasty Kelly app. You can hit me up there, send me all your hate mail, and eventually, you know, I'll start hating on white running backs again, and you know, we can get into a debate.
Tyler, where can they see you?
At DHA, okay, at DHH Gunth. I was just thinking of Zach Zenner when he said white running back. So
yeah, you get all
ZZ Top.
Get all worked up when you think about Zach Zenner. You can find me on Twitter at Tim Dynasty FF. You can reach us by email if you have a longer form question, dynastyhappyhour@gmail.com. If you want questions for the show, we'll be glad to do that. You can send us a question and we'll be able to feature that on the show for you. The more questions we get, the more often we'll start having like mailbag type shows. So with that, does anybody have any last words?
Kelly?
Keep on keeping on.
Oh, first show and he's stealing your line.
No, Jordan, you got any last words?
I just want to, Tim, did you really have to mention that the shirts go great in any hue of skin? Doesn't that go without saying? No. It's like if you find a restaurant on the street that says, we serve blacks, like you're kind of questioning, what happened that they had to put up
no,
that?
No, I'm saying, like some colors don't look good on, like Tyler might not look good in a yellow. He might not look good in a yellow. I just see.
You know what? I could.
All right, I'm going to see you in a yellow shirt next week. I don't think you can pull it off.
I can't do it.
So certain people can't wear certain colors. Like, I personally don't think I look decent in red. You know, it's just...
I'm telling them this shirt is a shirt
of the people. This shirt is for all the people.
Tim's been watching too much Martha Stewart reruns.
No, a color that looks good on me, a white t-shirt in the pool. My mom always made me wear one. That's nice. A classic.
Sexy. Yeah. Anybody else? Any last words?
No, NFL draft's coming up. You guys, I'm pumped. I'm excited to spend it with you guys again. I mean, it was great last year. We were two separate podcasts, and I don't know what it was when we did it last year, but I just had a feeling we would all come together in one big podcast. I mean, this is great. It's going to be a good time moving forward. Kelly, I'm excited to have you here. In all seriousness, it's great to have you aboard. I mean, you ranked for us since we got the site up, and I've been looking forward to getting you more involved. Tim, you do great stuff. Jordan, I don't care. But
I appreciate honesty. So, I mean, I need haters to succeed in my endeavors.
There you go.
Jordan does great stuff. I'm we're excited to have you on DynastyHappyHour.com. It's going to be a good thing moving forward. We have great things in store for everybody. We will get more shirts in. And if you're a small or large or small or medium person, gain a little weight. These shirts are worth it.
Yeah, they are. And so is the food. I mean, food's delicious.
Yes, food is great.
Yeah, go out there and eat a sandwich and put on a couple pounds.
A cheesesteak?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you guys saw those pictures of that cheesesteak I had the other week. Shout out to Sugar Hill Subs, South Jersey.
Yep. And also,
Pittsburgh's had the better cheesesteaks, by the way, while we're hating on
No. We got to end this episode because I'm about to start, you know, making this explicit.
But no, listen. And also, that reminds me.
I've been across this country. I've been across the world. I've traveled the planet. I've literally had thousands of cheesesteaks. Literally. There is not a better cheesesteak than you're going to find. The best cheesesteaks, honest to God, outside the city of Philadelphia. South Jersey and the surrounding suburbs of Philadelphia have some of the best cheesesteaks on the planet.
Yep. And honestly, Tim posted pictures. We are going to kind of give you more of the Instagram type thing. Tim, you know, when he goes out for a cheesesteak, he'll post that. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, we're going to try to get more involved with you guys. Like I said, great things are coming from the Dynasty Happy Hour and obviously Jet Set Dynasty.
That Pittsburgh comment almost gave me the same type of heart attack as Dalvin Cook going at 7 in this mock draft we just did.
I'm just reading what I saw on the internet. It must be true.
It's
everything you read on the internet is true.
Send me that article because I'm going to find that author. I'm going to hunt him down. Anything else?
He's literally upset, so let's wrap this up.
It literally says on his Twitter bio, cheesesteak expert.
Yeah. Yeah. Blows my mind. So with that, Tyler, anything else, bud?
No, that's it. That's all I got. Okay. Draft, yes.
Draft,
but
trade, yeah. Win, repeat.
That's all the time we got today for another Dynasty Happy Hour. Be sure and follow the guys on Twitter at DHHGunth, at Dynasty Kelly App, at Tim Dynasty FF, and most importantly, at Dynasty HH Pod. The music for this podcast was brought to you by The Morning Kings. Be sure and check them out at themorningkings.com. Catch you back here next time for the Dynasty Happy Hour. This has been a Dynasty Happy Hour Podcast Network.